This is Vincent Canary from TTR Radio, and welcome to our weekly edition of Have Your Say. Ever heard about a thing called couch surfing? You think it's a way to get rid of old furniture? Far from it. Couch surfing is all about traveling. And today, you have the chance to find out more from my guests here in the studio. First, let me introduce Dido Branstead, who has just turned 18 and wants to spend her summer holidays surfing Europe's couches.
Hi.
Also here with us is her mother, Linda, who will tell us why she's not too fond of the idea. Welcome, Linda.
Good afternoon.
And last but not least, we have Jonathan Wilder, who travelled the world for a year after finishing school. Jonathan, you've written about your various couch surfing experiences in a blog. Would you tell our listeners something about couch surfing in general, just to give them an idea?
Sure. You know, it's only because of couch surfing that I was able to stay abroad for such a long time. This experience really changed the way I see the world. But let me give you an idea of what couch surfing is all about. Let's say you want to go to Amsterdam for 4 days. First, you go to the couch surfing website and look for people from Amsterdam who have a couch on offer, which most often means a bed in their home. You explain what you are interested in doing while you're there, and then you get several offers for places to stay. After choosing one of them, you contact your host, agree on the details of your travel plans, and off you go to Amsterdam to meet new people who know the city really well.
But that's just the point, Jonathan. You have no idea who these people are you'll be staying with. I don't even want to think of what could happen to Dido.
Oh, come on, Mum. I'm already 18 and I know what I'm doing.
But that doesn't make it any less dangerous, darling. You see, there are people out there who could do
Hold on. I understand your worries, Mrs. Branstead, but the couch surfing program has a system of safety features. It sort of works like a neighborhood watch program. For example, the good and bad experiences people have had are published on the internet. And if anything terrible has happened, these people are taken off the list. But, as always, there is no absolute guarantee. By the way, these safety features are there to protect both sides of the deal, hosts and guests.
See, Mum, there's no need to worry. They're probably people just like us and...
And would we have to let a stranger stay at our place too?
You don't have to, Mrs. Branstead. If you don't want to have somebody sleeping on your couch, you don't have to pay the hosts. Instead, there are other ways Dido can show that she's thankful for her host's hospitality, like cooking a nice meal.
That's the whole idea. Money's not important here. Couch surfing is a really cheap way of travelling. I'll only need money for the trip itself, for food, bus tickets, stuff like that. Cool, eh?
Don't tell me there are people out there who don't expect to be paid. One way or another.
Oh, Mum, you're being so negative. The people who make such an offer have a vision. They want to connect people, help make the world a better place.
You're right there, Dido. The first couch surfer who later founded the organisation was a student who didn't want to travel like Mr. Tourist anymore. You know, in and out of hotels, visiting postcard sites, but never really getting to know the people and their culture. And there is a clear mission. Only when you experience a culture from within can real understanding and intercultural tolerance develop. And isn't this what a globalised world really needs?
I do see your point there, Jonathan. And the idea of meeting people from all over the world when you're young and don't have much money sounds fascinating. But still, a girl travelling on her own...
I see. You don't want to spend the summer holidays worrying about her, is that right? Well, Dido, your mum would probably feel better if you didn't travel by yourself.
I wasn't planning to in the first place. It's much more fun to travel with a friend. Fiona wants to come along.
Fiona? Huh, two girls. As if that makes a difference.
I think this is a perfect time for a break. We'll be back in a minute with Jonathan, who will be telling us some fascinating stories of his couch surfing travels across the world, going through Africa...